So we are now live. Welcome to our Facebook Live out of Living Well Connections. And today my guest is Marina Lando, a good friend. We've known each other quite a while. I don't know.
Let's be mime about it because it will show our age.
I don't know. It's way back chicks and business days, I think is what it was.
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely. Well, it's fabulous. And I am so thrilled to have Marina join us here this week. But today I want to just have a conversation and learn a little bit more about you, Marina. I do know just in general, you do medical Reiki.
Yes,
which is,
ma'am.
I think, a lot different than, I think there's a difference in there. So we need to go into there and talk about that a little bit. Clinical aromatherapy, and I love how you are so attuned to safety issues and things. That is really wonderful.
Thank you.
Ayurveda and meditation as medicine. These are fabulous topics. You're a best-selling author, and you have a wonderful book out that we might discuss a little bit too. It's on the developing opposite mind. It's not opposite mind.
No.
Optimistic mind. Optimistic, yes. I knew that, but it's just my mouth was saying other things. So it's a lot of fun to have you here. Can you tell me a tiny bit? I love your story of growing up and how this, really your whole life has been attuned to healing and helping people. Honestly, can you tell us a little bit about that?
So it's all started with my mom having migraines every Saturday. We had to call emergency ambulance practically every week. And my grandma, she knows a lot about holistic medicine, and she tried to help her. And I remember it was so traumatic that, you know, a weekend, she's supposed to belong to me, but she cannot belong to me. I remember realizing that she's coming down with migraine, running to the kitchen, pulling up the leaf from the cabbage, because this is what my grandma did, and giving it to my mom. And I think at that moment, this burning desire to make everyone healthy and well and happy was born.
Yeah.
I was trained by my grandmother in holistic medicine, what they called folk medicine, you know, all these herbs and things. And I never thought that I'm going to do it as a career. I got training. I have two masters. I have master in computer science and master in economics.
That's not healing.
It is not. But when my dad complained and he was so upset that I am not going to use my computer science skills anymore, mm-hmm. I said, Daddy, I'm going to fix the computer, but not software. But not the software of the computers. I'm going to fix software of the people. And this is what I do. Cannot be happier.
I love that. I love that. But plus, I mean, actually, in business, we need those computer skills. We all need the computer skills, too.
Yeah.
Now. But yes, you are. You're fixing the software
of the humans. People.
So tell me a little bit more about the software of humans.
So we are born, this is all Ayurvedic perspective, Ayurvedic philosophy, mm-hmm. at how humans work, how humans' psychic works. We are born with the perfect hardware, us, everyone knows this. We are born with the perfect software. This software is how we are processing energies that are coming into us through the marma points. Marma points, this is points on our skin. If you're familiar with acupuncture, this is approximately the same points. And you can take energy by yourself. But when you experience trauma, emotional trauma, or you experience the emotions that everyone told you, you cannot be this person, you cannot be jealous, you cannot be angry, you cannot be scared. And no one explained to you what you do with this emotion. You change your software, you change how you take the energy in. So you're entitled for 360 degrees of all emotions, from anger to happiness. These emotions are energies from Ayurvedic point of view. And these energies are needed by you to deal with what you're facing. For example, when you experience fear, and there are tons of marma points where you're taking in the energy to give the energy to your muscles, to your organs, to your brain. When you block the energy of fear because you do not want to look like you're scared all the time, you deprive yourself of energy that helps you to solve the situation, to run or stay. Mm-hmm. And when everyone probably familiar with this, paralyzed with fear. This is when you block the energy of the fear and your body doesn't move. So my job is to dig out these toxic emotions, to teach you the meditations that helps your mind to start processing correctly, to train your mind to process correctly. And this is how I fix your software.
I love that, because people often go, okay, you have these thoughts and change them. Well, but I think this is an important step on having these, letting that energy come through, acknowledging it, right? And working with it and changing, mm-hmm. like you said, changing your software to be able to work with it. Sometimes things come up over and over again.
Oh, yes. There are so many aspects from the personal experience. It's kind of interesting how, when you finally train yourself, how you start looking at what you're experiencing. Mm-hmm. My first husband died in 2016. It was kind of a shock. It was sudden heart attack. And I started working through the grief. I did a lot of things with other practitioners, but I was also working with myself because I knew how grief can become very dangerous, because the points that process grief, they affect your heart and your lungs. And I was working and working and working. About 6-7 months after his death, I developed pneumonia. Mm-hmm. I went to the doctor, I took all the medicine, but I understood that I got this pneumonia, I got sick because I still have something in these points that I didn't process everything properly. Mm-hmm. So I started meditating. And first, I started meditating with my husband. And then I realized it's not just about death, it's about not being able to say goodbye. And then I recall my first dog who died in her sleep. And I also wasn't able to say goodbye. Right. We were puppies together. I got her when I was 5. She died when I was 21.
Right.
This is practically the only dog I knew my entire life at that time. Yeah. It was quite dramatic. And then I realized when I acknowledge that this is not even about grief. This is about not being able to say the last goodbye. My grandfather, my best buddy, died when I was 2 years and a half. He died in front of me. My parents grabbed me and sent to uncle's house.
Okay.
When I returned back, they told me that grandfather went on the business trip. He never returned back. This is what this is what pediatrician told them to tell me.
Oh my.
I never grieved for my grandfather.
Yes.
I was crying probably for 30 minutes or more. And after that, I realized I released it. So mm-hmm. yes, emotion come back again and again until finally you come to this point when you found the root of it, the first seed of it. And when you pull it out, you're fine yeah. again.
Yeah.
You can move forward.
Well, that's so good. That's so good. So you mentioned meditation as a tool. Well, you have other, what I would call tools. I don't mean a physical pen or something.
Yeah.
But other tools you use, tell us a little bit more. You said the points and the meditation.
Yes. So basically, medical Reiki is when you apply the energy to a specific marma point. There are about 200 marma points. You can study with different Ayurvedic doctors and they will say, mm-hmm. okay, there is 170 marma points. There is 210 marma points. There is 180 marma points. I'm fine with that. The major points are still there. And mm-hmm. with these points, when they're blocked, you're losing ability to take the energy in. So one of the tools is Reiki. When the Reiki therapist takes the energy from outside, I call it prana, but you can also call it chi or ki, whatever medical system you're using, and deliver it through my hands to the specific marma point. Before that, I do pulse evaluation to know which marma point to use. I also use aromatherapy because aromatherapy, this is just chemicals. And they have such profound effect of us on our emotions, on our psyche.
Yeah.
I have stories when I give clients the option, four options, different essential oils, because it is so fine-tuned. I would not be able to pinpoint by myself that this is exactly what they need. So I give them the option. And quite a few times, they will choose the bottle. I will put the drop of essential oils on the tissue and give to the client. And they will say, but there's no essential oil on your tissue. They don't smell it anymore because they don't need it anymore. Oh, so we will go to iteration again. Mm-hmm. But when you inhale the essential oil and it goes into your bloodstream, it crosses blood-brain barrier. And in your brain starts playing with it like a Lego blocks and fixes whatever needs to be fixed. Yeah. This is kind of open.
I love that analogy. I never thought of it that way. I knew that, because like you said, they're a chemical, they're a chemical. They actually would react and, they would signal your body in some way. And I don't know, different ones do a little bit, cell signaling to your body.
Yes,
I just think about the brain with the Lego blocks together.
Yes, I see it as a Lego blocks. I give them like set and they, this is a nice set. Let's fix this.
I like that. I like that. So you're really encompassing a lot of different modalities in focusing on helping people. What types of things do people come to you? What kind of situations do they find themselves in that they come to you for help?
They usually, at the beginning of my career, 2007, people usually will come and say, I'm too stressed. They cannot voice it out. And then as we progress and I start educating them, I think they started educating people around them. Now I have people who will come to me and say, I feel burned out. Mm-hmm. I had a shock. I cannot process this. I'm still attached to this person. I don't understand why the fact that I was laid off affected me so much. Can you help me? I cannot find Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. Can you help me? Because mm-hmm. they started understanding more how what they used to call stress prevents them mm-hmm. from achieving what they want. Sometimes people come to me with physical issues. I have quite a few cases where doctors say, I don't know, but I can explain why things are happening from Ayurvedic, from energy perspective.
From that energy, yes, and the result of not having it, that specific yes. energy, you end up with pain or inflammation.
Yes. Yes, pain, inflammation, and sometimes the software becomes so chaotic that mm-hmm. organs just cannot talk to each other. And when you balance the flow of this energy, you balance the software, organs started talking to each other. Oh, yeah. I once had a person who came to me and said, I don't know how to explain and no one can help me. I've been everywhere, but I feel that my gears are not grabbing each other.
Interesting.
And I think this is a very nice explanation, because if you think about this as a signaling system, right? Okay. The liver sends signal somewhere, let's say to the stomach, and stomach just not listening to it. The signal comes, liver thinks that all is cool, and then stomach says, what is this thing? I didn't ask for it. What are you sending me? Like this chemical substance, I am not even ready. Mm-hmm. Oh my, let's create some gas or something.
I love it. Let's have a party. Let's create some gas.
Do a party, because really it came at the very wrong time. I don't understand why. I try to balance it. And the only way how I can do this is to create a lot of gas. Like I can start explaining it from the Ayurvedic point of view, kind of Vata, high Pitta, low, something like this. But I think it's just too little time for me to start explaining the elements.
Well, maybe through the week you do a little bit explaining, but this is great. I mean, you know, I've always known, I mean, I've learned so much over the past 20 years, 25 years, longer than that. I'm starting to age myself of how interconnected we are, or how interconnected we are in the body. Now, I'm a biologist, so my first thing was the body, but how interconnected that is with our emotions, with how we're thinking, with how we're speaking, and back and vice versa and back. I have a dear friend who, she's a lovely, lovely, incredible person, but she said she felt before she was one of your clients, and she found her voice. I mean, she said she was in a situation where she just wasn't meeting her needs, and also was like a little bit timid to have her own voice. Mm-hmm. And she's still the kindest, most wonderful person, but she has her voice. She's able to function as, from her strengths. Yeah. So that is something a little unique that I heard. I mean, I heard of this quite a while ago, but I think that's it's such a wide variety of things that you can help people with.
Yeah, and that, this is that not just
realize that somebody out there can help them.
Yeah. So, and it's not just you're talking about biology, and this is not just internal signaling. This is also external signaling.
Okay.
The thing is, we are finding friends, we are finding lovers, we are finding jobs based on our energetic profile. It's a simple physics. The world is a jigsaw puzzle of different energies. Mm-hmm. And in order to create the balance, this jigsaw puzzle need to kind of lock. And for example, you can meet the most wonderful person, but if this person has traumas that this person doesn't acknowledge, and these traumas change their energetic, biological signaling profile for this person, you would not be connected with this person. And this person would not connect with you. You know how many nice people will know and they're single, not by choice, but because they cannot find someone.
Right.
Or they cannot find their perfect job. They are lonely. They cannot connect with friends. It's not because they are evil or bad or their friends are bad. It's because there is a chaotic processing, chaotic signaling, and they might be hanging out with wrong people. Not that this is wrong people, but this is wrong people for this particular person.
You know, you can feel the energy when it does click. Mm-hmm. But to go out there and it's like, oh, I don't, you know, it's not working with that person or that person. It's I'm sure it can be disconcerting.
Yes, it's heartbreaking.
I would love to talk a little bit about your book, your newest book.
Oh, okay.
If you want to introduce your book, Wonderful, Developing an Optimistic Mind.
Okay, let me show it to you.
Yeah.
So this is my new book.
How to train optimistic mind. Yes.
And why I wrote this book, I developed this three-stage process with my clients. But remember what I told you when my mom had migraine? I wanted to heal everyone. So the physical limitations to what I can do. And at one point I thought, well, yes, Reiki and aromatherapy and someone professional assess what you need to work specifically today is a great session. Mm-hmm. It's very effective. But what if you just go through the entire emotions that can be blocked? And some of these emotions are truly blocked for you. Some probably not. But I can write this book and I can train everyone how to actually feel. It's a very different way of assessing what is going on. For example, you can be mad about someone who cut you off on the road. Instead mm-hmm. of continuing being mad about it, you say, wait a second, it's very interesting. I would like to ask myself why I am so mad at this person. Is it my friend? Is it the person who, I don't know, will decide what husband I'm going to have, what children I'm going to have, what career I'm going to have? No, I might never see this person again in my entire life. So why I'm so mad? Why this person is so important to me? And when you start going this way, this road, mm-hmm. you start learning a lot about yourself, and it frees your time. Because instead of coming, for example, home and started fuming about the person who cut you off on the road, you yes. say, I love you. Let's do something fun. Would you like me to cook you amazing dinner? Let's go see sunflowers. Mm-hmm. So life is precious, right? We have very limited number of days and years and minutes and seconds. And instead of suffering through these minutes, through these days, because someone cut you off, can you imagine what joy you will bring into life?
Absolutely.
So this book teaches you how to do this, how to retrain your mind to be optimistic. What is the difference between optimistic mind and pessimistic mind? Optimistic mind makes mistakes and says, okay, a new experience, new knowledge. That was a very bad idea. I would never do it again. But there is a new opportunity. Okay, let's try it again. I gained wisdom. Let me do a second try on this. It's like riding a bicycle, right? You always fail the first time.
Yeah.
So optimistic mind says, okay, let's do it again and again and again until I can win the race. And the pessimistic mind,
because the pessimistic mind, they're only hurting them. They're hurting themselves. I mean, with your example of the guy who drew.
They're also hurting others.
It's like he doesn't know, and you're ruminating all these negative thoughts, and that just hurts yourself.
It's not just hurting you. It also hurts people around you.
Yeah.
Because you might think that you're not showing that you're angry because you were angry at the person who cut you off. And you came back home, but your loved one, remember, this is energetic interaction. I might not talk about it, but my spouse knows that I'm unhappy.
Yeah.
And that creates uncertainty. Is she unhappy with me? Did I do something? And why she is so kind of abrupt with me? It's because I do not want to fuel my anger against the guy or girl on the road.
Yeah.
It injures the relationship. Plus, for example, if I had a very bad first marriage, I didn't process all this emotion properly, I have this pessimistic mind. I got into the next relationship with the pessimistic mind. Or he didn't say thank you when I cooked dinner. He doesn't love me anymore. Because the guy before that didn't care about me. But this is two different people.
That's so different.
When
and those you love, you're more even more sensitive to when they're in a bad mood.
Oh yeah.
Or if they don't, you know, if that negative energy is surrounding them, it's like, okay. And
so
we always think, okay, what did I do?
Nothing. In most cases, nothing. Okay. So pessimistic mind looks at every situation afresh. Say, okay, this is situation. They don't bring the story that doesn't belong to this situation.
Yeah.
Pessimistic mind always operates in the story that the opposite side might not even know about.
Right.
So this is the difference between optimistic and pessimistic mind.
Well, that's perfect. Well, we could talk for a long time, but we're going to have some more time in Living Well Connections, and we're going to have a Q&A on Friday evening. So if you're in Living Well Connections, you know, gather up your questions for Marina, and she's also going to be posting a lot of different things this week that we can learn from her. I see that you put your website there. I mean, what is the best way if someone wants to reach out to you? Is it the best way through your website?
Yes, the best way is to go to my website and book new client's appointment is 90 minutes. The follow-up appointments are 60 minutes.
Okay.
They can also read a lot of things on my website, and I schedule a lot of posts. I have YouTube channel, and I have quite a few interesting articles, so you can just go at the YouTube channel and watch something that I recorded.
I'll post some of those social media channels, the YouTube channel and thing under this, so people can go and
Excellent.
Explore.
Thank you.
Yeah, that'll be great. Well, thank you again. This has been absolutely loads of fun. And I think we should all train our optimist mind.
Yes.
All be doing that.
Me included.
Everybody. Even the dog. Dogs tend to have an optimist mind.
Yes, they usually do.
they just kind of like, oh.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Marina. This has been a great deal of fun, very informative. And like I said, if you're on the replay, if you have questions for Marina, please comment under this and we'll make sure your questions are answered. Take care.
Thank you for having me. Bye.